In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, in the Holy Gospel, we read on several occasions the names of all 12 apostles Jesus has elected to follow him. And they became witnesses of the words, of the signs, of the miracles Jesus has done. And they belong to the circle of people whom with Jesus had a special relationship. And among those 12 apostles, 2 apostles are mentioned because they have done something was special. First, we meet Saint Peter, the apostle. He was, so to say, the speaker of all other apostles, practically, and he has spoken several times in their names, and he was rhetorically not completely not fit, so he spoke with Jesus in the name of the other apostles too. And so we know, for instance, when Jesus has announced that he will have to go to Jerusalem and he will suffer and he will die and resurrect on the third day, Jesus has intervened and said, "Oh dear Lord, it may not happen that." And then finally he said, "Also, I will die with you." And Jesus has responded him, "Before a cock crows, thou will deny me 3 times. And Peter didn't want to believe that. And then we know when Jesus was captured, Peter was waiting, and then he has 3 times denied Jesus. First, a maidservant came up to him and said, "Thou also wast with Jesus the Galilean." And he said, "No, I don't know what you are saying." And when he has gone out to the gateway, another maid saw him and said to those who were there, "This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Surely thou also art one of them, for even thy speech betrays you." Because he was speaking in the Galilean, he had this accent. And Peter has again solemnly denied. And then Peter remembered the word that Jesus has said. And at that moment, a cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word that Jesus has said, "Before the cock crows, thou wilt deny me 3 times. And the reaction of Peter was very special. And he went out and wept bitterly. We see Peter was announced to be the rock of the church. What we read in the Gospel of the feast today of St. Peter and St. Paul. But the Holy Spirit has not yet descended upon the church, the apostles. So the church was, so to say, not yet born. It was all prepared. But the Spirit, the soul of the church was not there, the Holy Spirit. And so Peter was weak. And he made a fault, a very serious one. And he denied Jesus 3 times. But he went out and wept bitterly. It was a sincere contrition, sincere feeling of regret. And we can only have compassion with this man who did want to serve Jesus, but in this moment the weakness was stronger. And possibly he has opened too much his mouth instead of thinking and reflecting more. But he has learned his lecture, and he has given his life for the church in fidelity, serving Jesus Christ. And Jesus has later then asked him also three times, Peter, Simon, son of Simon, do you love me? And he agreed three times, and Jesus said each time, go and take care of my sheep. And Peter did this. He poured his blood for Jesus Christ. The other apostle we are confronted, he has also made something special. A serious fault was Judas Iscariot. Judas did belong to the group of people who had special messianic expectations. They did really think that the Messiah will come and he will restore the kingdom of Israel on political, military level. He has heard the words of Jesus Christ, but obviously he has not really tried to understand. He has interpreted all in his own thinking. And so there is a suspicion, this is a theory, hypothesis, that he has betrayed Jesus Christ because he did want to force him to follow his idea of being a Messiah. He has waited and expected Jesus will finally come, take the power and kick out the Roman Empire from the Holy Land, and then the kingdom of Israel will be restored. But he has not understood that Jesus was speaking about another sort of kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of truth, where he is the true supernatural king, not a kingdom on earth, but in heaven. And so there's a hypothesis that he has betrayed Jesus, not because of the 30 silver coins. It was not a very big treasure, but he did want to force Jesus. He did want to force Jesus to follow his own idea and understanding of being a Messiah. And then when his plan has not worked, he has seen, Jesus has not followed his idea, and Jesus was condemned to death. And then we read in the same Gospel of St. Matthew that that he came to the teachers and to the high priests and said, receive back the chief priests and the elders. I have sinned in betraying innocent blood. Yes, he understood that Jesus was innocent and he has committed a serious crime, but they did not show interest for his good feelings, and they said, doesn't matter, you have helped us to bring to death this man, Jesus from Nazareth, and we have no interest for you. Go and do whatever you want. And then we read that Judas Iscariot left them, and he flung the pieces of silver into the temple and withdrew and went away and hanged himself with a halter. He has committed a suicide because he was despaired and he had no confidence in God's mercifulness, as Peter did. This is a big difference. Peter has wept bitterly and he asked Jesus, I have committed a serious crime, a serious sin, forgive me. And Jesus has forgiven him. And Judas Iscariot, he had the mentality, yes, he has regretted that his plan has not worked. It was a suicide of a very arrogant person who is more or less thinking that the other people are not worthy to be on my side. So he was holding himself, seems to be, as a better person, a more clever, more intelligent. He had the idea, the plan to save Israel, as he was thinking, by a wrong way, finally, as we understand. But Jesus did not play his game. And then he has committed a suicide. And this is the serious difference. And I do want to lead you to this point that Peter had all announcements that he will keep the keys of the kingdom of heaven in his hands. He will decide. His decisions do mean the decisions in heaven. And he has the highest power on earth. He is a representative of God and speaks and makes decisions in his authority. And nevertheless, Peter was able to be very critical to himself, and he has agreed, I have made a serious fault. I have committed a crime. I have betrayed Jesus 3 times. And I watched once a movie when I was a young man. Of course, it's a movie. And then Peter came to another new village on his missionary way, and the people said, look, this is Peter. He has so many graces, and he is the first of the apostles, and so on and so on. They praised him, and Peter said, wait, don't forget, I have betrayed Jesus 3 times. And this is a movie, of course, but we can really imagine that Peter was filled with this mentality, I have betrayed Jesus, and now I want to show that I keep the fidelity by serving Jesus through his flock. And he has finally poured his blood in Rome in fidelity to Jesus Christ. And this is very important. How often do we meet situations, we meet people where the fault of a person has become very public. A bigger group of people is aware that a person has made something is wrong. But we do nevertheless try to turn and to find excuses instead of saying, yes, unfortunately, I've committed a sin, or this was a fault, this was a certain crime. Forgive me, please. I try to correct myself. We try to, in fantasy, to find out any excuses. Oh, you know, you must understand, I was thinking. And everybody understands that a person is not honest enough. He's simply not saying, it is my fault. But because Peter had this quality, mental and charactical quality, possibly Jesus has elected him for being the first pope of his church because he had this quality. And this is a very serious thing. It means that also we who belong to the Catholic clergy must really learn, especially we, but of course also all faithful. If a person, even if he is dressed in a clerical dress, is it a priest, is it a bishop, is it a pope or cardinal, doesn't matter, but is not sincere and is trying to hide what has become public, a crime, a fault, a serious public sin, then we cannot trust. This person is losing the confidence in the church too, and is supporting the destructive work of all enemies of the church, who are happy to find a reason to attack the church. And how many evil